Hello, my name is Bashaina, and today we're joined by Peter Gillespie, the translator of our newest publication, Are We All Hyperactive? Welcome, Gillespie. Can you briefly introduce yourself and describe what drew you to translating this publication into English?
I'm a psychoanalyst in private practice in Brooklyn, New York, and a member of the Après-Coup Psychoanalytic Association, which is a Freudian Lacanian analytic training program here in New York City. What drew me to this book was that in 2019, I was participating in a working group on the child and adolescent in psychoanalysis today. And although I don't see children or adolescents in my practice, several adult patients I was working with were diagnosed with a disorder early in their life. And each of them, in their own way, would sometimes bring up the diagnosis to explain certain impasses that were repeating themselves in the treatment. ADHD, that the diagnosis was being used by them to inhibit them from telling their own story in their own way and working through their issues. So I wanted to better understand how this psychiatric diagnosis had infiltrated the popular imagination and how to better address the symptoms the disorder described, but from a strictly psychoanalytic perspective. And so when I discovered Patrick's book, I realized it was exactly what I was looking for.
Thank you for that. What was the most challenging aspect of translating this book?
Initially, I translated the book for my own research purposes, and I'm certainly not a professional translator. So that was the first challenge. Also, my translation work began during the COVID lockdown and also overlapped with a severe chronic illness in my family. So it was a very stressful and uncertain time. And that was worsened by the isolation that the lockdown imposed. I approached the translation in that stressful context somewhat like a carpenter building a house, step by step, sentence by sentence. And I found the work really sustained me through this very difficult period. But it's important to add that after creating this working draft of the translation, I was encouraged by Après-Coup, particularly by Paola Mieli, to think about going further with the manuscript. And so I was able to raise the necessary funds to do so. And it's important to point out that we brought in at that time a professional translator, David Jacobson, who greatly improved the translation in preparation for publishing.
How did you balance maintaining the author's voice with making the text accessible to a new audience?
Well, thankfully, the author, Patrick Landman, writes in a very clear and coherent way. His voice is decidedly non-academic, jargon-free, which hopefully we were able to transmit in our translation. The question of how to make the book accessible to English reading audience rested elsewhere. So, for example, many of the clinicians referenced in the book that were developing a psychoanalytic approach to the symptoms of ADHD are not known to the English-speaking audience. So they had to be introduced in some way. Also, since Patrick is both a psychiatrist and a psychoanalyst and was arguing that ADHD is not a biologically based neurodevelopmental disorder, but the effect of changing family and social arrangements specific to our times, he employs medical and psychiatric terms that wouldn't necessarily be familiar to an American psychoanalytic reader. So we try to address these kinds of issues with extensive footnotes to inform the reader, footnotes that were not in the original French edition, so as not to encumber the flow of the arguments that were being made.
How do you believe this book contributes to the current discourse on attention disorders?
Well, I think this is an important book arriving at a crucial time. I think there's a growing public skepticism concerning the effectiveness of the standard psychiatric approach, particularly the over-medication of children and adolescents diagnosed with ADHD. So there's perhaps an opening for this book to make a real contribution. Beyond making the case that ADHD doesn't exist as a biologically based disorder, which I've already stated, Patrick also introduces many new concepts and theories grounded in clinical practice. So the book could be viewed as a blueprint for clinicians and researchers to rethink the symptoms of ADHD from a psychoanalytic perspective. If that proves to be the case, then that would really be a valuable contribution to the field.
You previously mentioned that you first translated the book for your own research. Doing that work, what did you learn about attention disorder? What was something that was surprising to you?
Well, it's a difficult question to answer because I've learned so many things during this project. But I would say first, that the epidemic of ADHD is the first thing I learned, that the epidemic of ADHD and how it's described and normally treated is a symptom of our times. And secondly, that the children and adolescents suffering with the symptoms of ADHD are telling us essential truths about who we are as a society, and if we're only really ready to listen to them. That, I think, is the main thing I've learned here.
Thank you for discussing the brilliance behind this publication. Are We All Hyperactive is now out through Agincourt Press. You can find it on Amazon as an ebook. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much as well.